I'd now like to call on the local member, Dr. Jeff Leeds, to say a few words.
Thank you, Derek and Mark. That I would have been paranoid about the microphone and the cameras disappearing, except you got up first. And so let me congratulate you on opening your new offices yesterday, Mary, Mark, and you're opening the offices the other day. And I hear that Labor's also moving their head office down to just near our building there too. And it just goes to prove that Parramatta is the capital of Western Sydney. I'd hope you support if we could move Parliament down back into the old Parliament House. I'll fight with you on that one. Can I just acknowledge Mark Lennon, Zosefa, Mary, my parliamentary colleagues, Carmel, John, Derek, and ladies and gentlemen, teachers, students. It is, thank you for letting me have it speak. And I've really come here to listen. And thank you for the reception that you've been very kind. And it makes a difference when you can come and know. And that's what's good about, we can have that dialogue. Can I just say, there is no bigger advocate of education than myself. Can I say that my parents were teachers? My father was a TAFE teacher his whole life. I was a TAFE teacher for some of my life before working at the University of Western Sydney. And I agree with Mark that the lifelong learning is especially important. Being a parliamentarian, this isn't my first career, I think it's my third career move now. And I understand those values of being able to continually allow people to enter and exit the workforce in different vocations as they see fit and as society changes and as different industries change. We do need flexible pathways and delivery methods to do that, and one of my areas of research at the university was flexible delivery of online learning, which I think will play a bigger and bigger part of learning, and to facilitate student learning based upon their demand, not what they need. Can I say that working at Liverpool TAFE and the University of Western Sydney, I've firsthand seen the value of education and the way it transforms whole family lives. And I think that letter was a great way, a great example of, you know, TAFE and how it changes. Not only you become more educated, I think that's just one thing, getting the little ticket to say I've got a Cert 2 or a Cert 3 or a diploma or a degree or whatever. The piece of paper is not as important as the social change you make. And at university, we always were very proud at the University of Western Sydney when I was there to say that 55% of our students are first generation. And all the research actually shows that the first person who gets a degree in the family actually changes the whole family in terms of their aspirations for the whole. All of a sudden, the family said, I can do it and I can get that piece of paper. And I've seen many of my students actually from Liverpool TAFE actually go to the University of Western Sydney, the Rydenway campus, when I was there. So I'd seen them. Like, one year I was at TAFE, the next year I was at university. It was great. But I noticed Barbara Perry, member for Auburn, is up the back, so I thought I'd acknowledge you, Barbara, and see you. Apologies. Can I say that, and I don't need to be political and say, the state must live within their means, and that makes difficult decisions. The best way is to make the best use of the resources that we have. And yes, we do make difficult decisions. And whilst we may not agree with the method that we're going about it, and we hear from different people, can I say I think we all agree that the most important thing is the student and is at the centre of that decision. The end product of the student to gain those skills, to change their social and be part of society is the most important thing. Can I just give you some personal views? Because these are not obviously sanctioned, these are my own personal views. That TAFE is a great asset, and I should know. I've worked there for a number of years. My dad worked there his whole life. We do need a robust and sustainable system in TAFE. I think it is a fantastic asset, not only through its geographic disbursement, but it's really about the wonderful people that work in TAFE. And it's all about not only the students, but the teachers. And we all know that it's the teachers, not the buildings, and not the physical asset that makes it, and it's the teachers that make the difference. The whole system is reliant on good teachers, and I personally think it's important to support those teachers in their continuing education. Can I say, but also in disagreement, maybe to a couple of speakers, I think we need an open and competitive system. I do not agree at all that all private providers compromise on their delivery. I think there are some excellent, many excellent, most of them are excellent private providers, and I think competition in the market is good. I think that we need to have a robust, sustainable system where there is a place for TAFE and a place for private providers in the system.
If you can afford it.
It needs to be fair competition.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I don't disagree with you on that.
They provide lobby services and the like, but they may be fair.
Is it my turn or is it your turn? Do you want to have a go? You can have a say and then you tell me when you're finished and I'll have a go then. Can I say, but in the end of the day, whether it's a fair competition, whatever competition, whether it's how much we fund TAFE, how much we don't fund TAFE, how much we look after private providers, at the end of the day, the most important thing is to put the students at the centre of our decision making, giving them the opportunities to go to TAFE, go to university, go to higher ed, whatever they choose to do to change their lives, we need to give them those opportunities. And I think that's the core to the argument, is to put them at the centre of the decision making. Can I say that I'll always be committed to coming and listening whenever I'm invited, if I can get there. And I love to meet. John, I'm sure you agree that I always listen. And can I say that, just finally, it's thank you for listening and being so kind and patient for your kind words, Mary and Josefa, for those kind words. And I look forward to seeing how your alliance continues to grow. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. And I hope you carry all our arguments to your colleagues.